Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and today on the Weekly Insurance News Wrap, we're paying close attention to what's making headlines in the Australian insurance industry. On the hot seat this week has been the strata sector. The Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ACIL, is seriously questioning its transparency. Rooted from a series of worrying reports on strata practices, ACIL has identified a whopping 146 instances for regulators to ransack. I encourage you, especially if you have been affected or if you've seen something, to give feedback through their online survey by April 3rd. It's clear that change is not a want, but a need in this area. Parallel efforts from the Strata Community Association, or SCA, are not going unnoticed, as they're crafting a best practice guide for enhancing clarity on commissions and broker strata manager relationships. Switching gears to the issue of disaster insurance, the Treasury recently noted the challenges in defining coverage terms like flood. It's apparent that standardizing these terms may help, but the problem is more intricate than just semantics. The complexities include differentiating types of floods or determining the scope of coverage, among other things. Collaboration from the Insurance Council of Australia on defining fair wear might provide solace to policyholders, but the persisting intricacies remain a hard nut to crack. Just last week, EPRA's Sean Carmody urged insurers to grab the reins and shape their industry's future. Speaking at a Sydney conference, Carmody laid emphasis on transparency in policy particulars, premiums, and efforts to mitigate damage. Trust and resilience, he said, were outrightly dependent on clear communication. Data privacy and an equitable system are on the mind of the New South Wales government too. They're proposing changes to the Emergency Services Levy, or ESL, which till now has been considered a contributor to augmenting insurance costs in NSW. This is causing a significant stride in the number of uninsured residents in the state. A stakeholder reference group will advise on this reform process, and public input is anticipated as part of this effort to better manage emergency service costs in the face of escalating climate change risks. And that, ladies and gentlemen, brings us to the end of this week's Insurance News Wrap. Always remember, transparency and collaboration are the keys to a healthier pie, more resilient insurance industry. Make sure you do your part as the consumer. For any queries on insurance coverage or services, just head over to our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estrotori, wishing you a well-insured week.